What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 13th, 2017, getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get into it, a couple of quick program notes. A reminder that Thursday, in our third hour, we'll be talking with Paul Topedi from the band Poker Face about this year's Freedom Palooza, which is taking place on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then on Tuesday, June 20th, Dr. Renee Dufault, going to be talking about her difficulties, as it were, with the Food and Drug Administration regarding mercury in high fructose corn syrup. And that's going to be an interesting story because I'm having a hard time imagining how mercury could get into high fructose corn syrup. But we're going to find out from her. And, of course, Friday, the lovely Lady Claire. Right now, of course, on TV, we're watching the Jeff Sessions Show. And it was, it's a witch hunt. I mean, going right in, the opening statements we're all about, well, we know Russia just massively interfered with the election last year, and here we're here to get to the bottom of it. And again, nobody has any evidence. It is guilt by condemnation and accusation, and Jeff Sessions is basically on the defensive here. They're out there saying, were you selling secrets to the Russians? Have you stopped beating your wife? You know, is your dog ugly? And whatever other questions they can come up with. And basically, Sessions is coming back on out and saying, no, there was no communication relative to the Trump campaign. He wasn't even aware the Russian ambassador was going to be there at the hotel. And they talked about, politics in general, not the election specific. So Sessions is basically out there. Now they're talking about the firing of Comey, and was that done correctly? And again, all of these agency heads, including the head of the FBI, serve at the pleasure of the president, who has the right to fire them without even giving an explanation. And it has happened before. Bill Clinton fired his FBI director the day before Vincent Foster was murdered. But it is rather amazing to see all these people out there still pushing this whole Russia interfered in the 2016 election as if it was a fact beyond any possible questioning, when we all know it's just, first of all, it's an utter lie. Nobody's actually come up with any proof of it. And second, it is hypocritical for the United States to make a big deal about outsider Russia interfering with our elections when Israel has a carte blanche to interfere with U.S. politics however they want, and the U.S. itself has interfered in elections at least 80 times in other countries. So it really is hypocrisy on display here. Now, as you know, a lot of attention is being focused on the memos that former director of the FBI, James Comey, supposedly wrote contemporaneous with conversations he had with Donald Trump. And the problem with a memo is there is absolutely no way to know that what is written into the memo is an accurate reflection of what happened versus wishful thinking on somebody's part. And there is no way to know when the memo was actually written. It could be dated January 1st, and it could have been written 2 days ago. There's no way to know. So already following up on this issue about, were there tapes being made? And the Secret Service is saying, no, in point of fact, there are no tapes or transcripts of any discussions between Donald Trump and James Comey. So at this point, it appears that it's Trump's work against Comey, and Comey has been caught lying so many times, it's not like he really has much credibility. And of course, he's the head of the FBI, and that's going to damage your credibility all that much more. Now, apparently, an Illinois representative has filed new legislation called the Covfefe Act, inspired by what appears to have been a typo in one of Trump's tweets. He wants to declare Trump's Twitter tweets as presidential records that must be preserved. I think that's a little bit of overkill, given that it's social media and it's outside the scope of government, but they want to just preserve all the records so that they can go over them and look for anything that could be potentially incriminating in a future witch trial, as it were. Now, Comey himself has canceled his hearing tomorrow with the House committee because he wants to talk to his former boss at the FBI, Robert Mueller, who is now, of course, the special counsel looking into the Russia connection. And apparently they're going to strategize their conformity, which is Washington, D.C. speak, for agreeing ahead of time what the lies are going to be. So they're just out there just spinning this. Now, as you know, a lot of stuff came out of Comey's testimony, including the fact that Loretta Lynch did seem to be interceding on behalf of Hillary Clinton, first of all, asking Comey to reduce the issue from an actual investigation down to simply a matter. Apparently, there was a little bit of friction and hostility between Loretta Lynch and Comey over this matter. But basically, again, this wasn't investigation, this wasn't justice, this was politics. Now, as you know, one of the most damaging things for Comey to come out of his testimony was this idea that he was the source of a leak that went through this professor at Columbia University to the New York Times. New York Times published it. It was this story that resulted in Attorney General Sessions recusing himself from the investigation into the Russia link, which opened the door for the appointment of the special counsel. And now, of course, we know that apparently Comey intended for that exact thing to happen. But it's getting a little bit more interesting because Donald Trump's lawyers are saying they're looking into this issue of leaks, and they're finding out that Comey was leaking material to the corporate media for months. And this obviously is a violation of his employment agreement with the FBI. It certainly violates the trust and confidence in him by the president. It's potentially illegal. This was actually being carried on Fox News, and it goes even further, saying that James Comey may have been the primary leaker to the media all along, that all of that damaging stuff coming out from the White House to the media wasn't coming from some lowly staffer. It was coming from the then head of the FBI, James Comey. So this is really starting to get ugly. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, already a lot of pressure is starting to come down on Robert Mueller and his position as a special counsel. First of all, because everybody now understands that his position as a special counsel was literally engineered by James Comey. And it was based on this dossier, which has since been discredited. There is no evidence supporting any of this stuff. It's a witch hunt. And Newt Gingrich has come on out saying that it is obvious for the special counsel to be impartial. Mueller is James Comey's former boss at the FBI. And Mueller is staffing up his office with all of these known Clinton Obama supporters and donors. So they're going in there with a bias. It's not an investigation. They're not impartial. They're not objective. It's a hatchet job. They're still out there trying to find some way to bring Donald Trump crashing down and whatever else they're going to do. The hackers are at my server again already. Well, the children must have their tantrums. Now, Ann Coulter, I'm going to have to take back some of the bad things I've said about her in the past, because she's out there saying that Sessions should unrecuse himself and fire Robert Mueller because of the very obvious bias and conflict of interest that Mueller has built into the office of the special counsel. Sean Hannity is out there saying this is a witch hunt, and it does need to be shut down immediately. And Representative Louis Gohmert on Fox and Friends was saying that Mueller is dirty and should recuse himself. So already this is starting to fall apart. Nobody is going to trust this guy to do an honest, objective investigation. Now then, little bit of a reminder for those of you who may have forgotten, because it was a long time ago. Back in 2001, when Robert Mueller was head of the FBI and James Comey worked for him, they were the people behind all of this nonsense of framing innocent people for the anthrax attacks. And there was a suspect who was out there who was caught going into the section of the U.S. military lab where the anthrax used in the envelopes was kept. He was never touched. And instead, they went after all these other people on the flimsiest of evidence and no evidence at all, including Stephen Hatfield, who wound up successfully suing the government for almost $5 million. And that was all done by Robert Mueller and James Comey. They framed this guy. They framed this innocent man. Why are they even still in the government, let alone in positions of such power and authority? Or is that what it takes to be in positions of power and authority? Ruin people's lives. Now, Carter Page has sent a request to the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein seeking the release of the information used to obtain the FISA warrant to monitor his communications. And if it turns out that the information used to obtain that FISA warrant was based on that now discredited dossier about Donald Trump and the prostitutes in Moscow, he's got a case to sue. Because the FISA warrant was obtained fraudulently on the basis of made-up information. There was no case. Now, Pat Buchanan is out there saying that we're actually nearing a real civil war. He points out Donald Trump may be the chief of state, the head of the government, and the commander-in-chief, but his administration is shot through with disloyalists who are plotting to bring him down. I think that little play, the remake of Julius Caesar with the character playing Julius Caesar looking like Trump, I think that is actually bang spot on. Trump is surrounded by enemies who he thinks are working for him and with him, and they are not. And we're coming up on a point where the capital city, Washington, D.C., is seeking the overthrow of the sovereign. Now, I don't want to see a civil war in this country. A lot of people died during the last one. Now, I'm physically too old to take part in any kind of a conflict. But if a civil war does sadly come to this nation, I'm going to tell you right now where I'm going to be standing. I'm going to be standing on the side of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I'm definitely not going to be on the side of all these people who have corrupted our nation with all of this drug running and drug money laundering. So now you know where my allegiances lie on that one here. By the way, little interesting fact, despite all the concerns over the careless handling, to be generous, of classified information by Hillary Clinton, she still has her State Department security clearance. And her top aides all do as well. And Senator Chuck Grassley is basically released that information and say, this is not the way it's supposed to work. And I've been through the process many, many years ago when I was working in aerospace. I briefly held a security clearance, and you hold that clearance only so long as you are doing the job. And once the job is over, the clearance is revoked. You surrender or destroy all your classified materials. That's the way it's supposed to work. Hillary Clinton is a private citizen. She is not in the employ of the federal government. Why does she still have a security clearance for the State Department? It's a very serious question. Now, Judicial Watch has come on out saying that they have now uncovered hundreds of Hillary Clinton emails that she failed to turn over to the State Department. Remember when she said, we turn them over, I erased 30,000 emails about basket making or whatever it was going to be, and we've turned over all the relevant emails, and Judicial Watch is saying no. They have found hundreds she was supposed to turn over, and she didn't. So, now then, let's get on back to Seth Rich and the DNC leak, because there is new information surfacing. Remember, there was originally this Romanian hacker, Guccifer, that's how it was pronounced. And he was the one who came forward and said that while he was inside Hillary's private email server, and it was very easy to get into it, he saw at least 10 foreign IPs prowling around there looking at files. Then Guccifer himself got arrested, and he went away. And all of a sudden, there was Guccifer 2.0, who was pointed at as the Russian hacker who was hacking the DNC emails for Russia, for Russia to give them to WikiLeaks. There's new information that has come on out saying that this Guccifer 2.0 never existed. He's not a real person. He's a fabrication. Was created by the Democratic National Committee to be able to blame Russia for the Seth Rich leaks. And apparently it was all designed by one of their employees named Warren Flood. So now there's a new video that has surfaced regarding the night of Seth Rich's murder and how seriously he was actually hurt. Now, remember, I'm going to preface this by going back to this doctor who'd been in the ER where Seth Rich was taken to. And he basically posted anonymously saying the wounds weren't serious. They were not lethal. They were not dangerous. They were very, very minor. He shouldn't have died from them. Now we have this other witness who saw Seth Rich after he was shot, and Seth Rich was still walking and apparently not even aware that he'd actually been shot. And that's not uncommon, especially if you're shot with a small caliber weapon in some fleshy part of your body. The shock can cut on in, and you won't even realize you've been hit. Talk to soldiers who've been in combat, who've been hit with shrapnel, and they don't even know they're hit. That seems to be what happened. There is no reason Seth Rich should have died of those gunshot wounds. And remember what the doctor said. All of a sudden, a whole bunch of law enforcement came on in. Everybody was kicked out of the emergency room. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, Seth Rich is at death's door. Now, speaking of death's door, another article. This came out of Investment Watch blog. Remember not too long ago where there was a prosecutor, Barrington Wisenant, who was found floating on the beach in Miami in Debbie Wasserman Schultz district. Apparently, the body count down there is now a total of three. In addition to Barrington, there's Naftali Wicks and another one named Urban Gonzalez, and they all seem to be involved tangentially with issues of immigration and immigration fraud. So the dead bodies are still piling up. By the way, remember that Pulse nightclub shooting? And they had Omar Mateen's 911 call, and they released a transcript, but they wouldn't release a recording of the call itself. According to this story that appeared over in 12160.info, Loretta Lynch ordered the FBI to edit the transcripts of the Pulse nightclub shooter. In other words, what the transcript told us he said was an absolute fabrication. It was a lie. Now, the corporate media is still out there trying to protect the deep state. Story that came out of the Associated Press, and it's talking about these arrests out in Indiana for fraudulent voter registrations. And, pardon me, I'm going to read you a direct quote from the AP article. 12 employees of a Democrat-linked group focused on mobilizing black voters in Indiana are accused of submitting fake or fraudulent voter registration applications ahead of last year's general election in order to meet quotas, end quote. See, they're already trying to explain it away. Oh, no, they were just out to meet quotas. They were out to meet quotas. No, they weren't. Those fake voter registrations were being used to try and steal the election for Hillary Clinton. And again, this is a reminder that all of the detected election fraud that took place last year favored Hillary Clinton. And they're trying to claim that Russia was interfering with the election. Does it make sense Russia is trying to rig the election for Hillary Clinton when the official story is Russia was trying to put Trump in? Of course not. It's like Assad gassing his own civilians. The story is absurd on the face of it. If you think about it, it simply does not make sense. Now, continuing on the realm of fake news, MSNBC did a random person on the street interview regarding the testimony of James Comey, and they identified this woman as just somebody that passed on the street. Turned out she was the CA Latino Vote director for the Obama campaign. And she lists her career as a political strategist. She's an operative. MSNBC tried to make it look like she's just an ordinary human being on the street. We'll be back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're watching the continuing Jeff Sessions show, and they're basically just pounding on him, trying to find something that they can claim that Donald Trump did. Nancy Pelosi is out there with another one of her very common, increasingly common, bizarre statements that Donald Trump will self-impeach. He's going to do it to himself. We don't need to do anything. Nancy, read the Constitution. Congress has to impeach. Actually, the House impeaches, and the Senate has to remove. And it's amazing to see how they're going after Jeff Sessions when you remember that Attorney General Eric Holder ran guns to Mexico, lied to Congress about it, was found in contempt, and never prosecuted. So, again, we're seeing this hypocrisy and double standard. It's okay when we do it, but when you do it, by golly, we're just going to come right after you. So, again, we were talking about all the fake news that's going on, and I think back to yesterday and that Reuters article that literally claimed that James Comey had said Trump interfered with the elections, when what Comey actually said was no, there'd been no interference. And then we talked about that ABC News creative editing of the video of Comey to make it look like he was saying things that he never actually said. So it's probably not too surprising, and I find myself firmly in agreement. Donald Trump is out there saying the fake news media, meaning the corporate media, has never been so wrong or so dirty. Purposely incorrect stories and phony sources to meet their agenda of hate. And it's not really an agenda of hate. It's an agenda of bringing the narcocracy back into power and consolidating it. Because right now, that narcocracy is afraid. They could collapse. When you have a significant portion of the government, including the president, who are not part of that CIA cocaine cartel, you are always at risk of discovery, exposure, prosecution. By the way, there's a new poll from the Public Policy Polling Group, and they found that 42% of Trump voters think it's actually appropriate to body slam members of the media. Yeah, when you look at how the corporate media is behaving and how they're lying and spinning and deceiving. Yeah, it's kind of hard to defend that one. Now then, as you know, we had a caller into the show yesterday that was talking about Megyn Kelly's interview with Alex Jones and coming hard on her the heels of her debacle with Vladimir Putin. It is already backflashing. It's causing a huge amounts of problem. And obviously, the families of the supposed Sandy Hook victims have canceled plans to have Megyn Kelly hosting their Sandy Hook benefit because of the Alex Jones interview. And how dare you give that conspiracy theorist airtime? And apparently NBC is not happy that by giving Alex Jones this interview, Megyn Kelly has sort of given an air of legitimacy to the independent media. Not that we needed her help in this day and age of provable corporate media lying time and time and time again. But J.P. Morgan has now pulled their ads from NBC News after Megyn Kelly's Alex Jones interview, which they describe as repulsive. It's repulsive. And you know something? It's exactly this kind of overreaction that makes it obvious some great and terrible secret about Sandy Hook is being hidden. Now, normally there is a tradition that every year when the NBA Finals are over and they have the NBA champions, they get a visit to the White House. And apparently the Golden State Warriors decided they were going to pass. And I think we have allowed politics to infuse too many different aspects of our life. Yes, we need to be aware of politics. But let's not let it get into sports. Let's not let it get into where we get our coffee. Let's not let it into the restaurants. Because politics is dirty and corrupt. And we really ought not to let it corrupt and dirty the rest of our society, which seems to be happening right now. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm watching the Sessions testimony. And Sessions just really made Cotton look ridiculous here because they're asking him, did you meet with any Russians on behalf of Trump? No, I didn't. Did you know anybody who did? No, I didn't. And then this guy Cotton comes on. So, well, you know, they wouldn't have to actually meet. They could use dead drops, or they could use a handoff. They could just pass each other on the subway. Like, and Sessions actually laughed at that. I mean, they're getting into the realm of James Bond movies, just trying to say, you know, I think they've given up being able to prove that there was any Russian collusion, and they're now trying to bet the farm on there could have been. You can't prove there wasn't. You can't prove they weren't swapping microfilm inside hollowed-out nickels. And it really is getting ridiculous out there. All right, let's take a phone call. Mike in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Did you see this play in New York where they're assassination in the play?
Yeah, it's a redo of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. I didn't see it. I mean, I'm very familiar with the play itself. But I thought it really was kind of tasteless to have Caesar dressed up as Donald Trump. But on the other hand, if you really think about what's going on inside Trump's own administration, it actually is a powerful metaphor. Donald Trump is surrounded by people who are plotting against him.
Absolutely, and I'm a big Shakespeare and history fan, and I often watch these outdoor plays, and I've watched Julius Caesar before, and it's tacky, it's tasteless, it doesn't really, I mean, I've seen plays where they update them or they make them retro or 1950s, but you
yes,
know,
some of the movies done by Kenneth Branagh, they've been really, really good, although they kind of play fast and loose with the script.
Absolutely, but I wanted to mention historically, this is what gets me from the historical point of view, is do the people who do this ever ask themselves what happened after Caesar died? Because we all know that's a historical fact, 2,000 years ago, but there was a giant civil war.
Yes, there was.
And, I mean, who is Mark Antony? Who is Cicero? Who is Cato? Who is... what happened to Brutus? What happened to Cassius? What happened to the Senate? The Senate was closed, completely closed.
Yes.
So if we go with them into their insanity and we delve into that with them and close our eyes, they're asking us to go to a civil war scenario. That's crazy.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. But if they push hard enough, it's going to happen. And if we have a civil war in this country, it will invite attacks by all those nations we've made enemies of over the last 50 years. And that's why this is incredibly dangerous. It could mean the end of the United States of America. Now, the interesting thing about Shakespeare, I mean, there's absolutely no question he was an absolutely brilliant playwright. His material has held up over time. But you need to remember that he, too, had a political bias, especially regarding the plays about English history. And before William Shakespeare was able to open the globe and go on out and be his own person, he actually worked in a group called the Queen's Men, which was a traveling theater group sponsored by Queen Elizabeth that would go from town to town all over England, putting on plays about the British history as Queen Elizabeth wanted the British people to think of it. And so even Bill Shakespeare got co-opted by the government to go on out and do some propaganda. And historians and scholars have pointed out areas where Shakespeare's histories are a little self-serving to the British royal family.
Mike, lastly, I've recently been getting into more of the predictive programming type stuff and the, the desensitization that they want to, by putting this out there with Kathy Griffith, the people at the rallies trying to grab the police officers' guns, it seems like now if something were to happen tomorrow and you got on the radio and you were talking about it, would any of us really be surprised?
Well, I was talking about that all the way back during the campaign when they were always out there saying somebody's got to shoot Donald Trump, that it was almost pre-selling the idea as inevitable. But I look at this Shakespeare play. I look at the harassment of Mike Pence by that Broadway show. I look at Kathy Griffin, all as signaling that the left has actually run out of any original political ideas, that they are just out there screaming and crying because they're not the ruling class anymore. But they haven't really brought anything new to the table. It's just out there with, Black Lives Matter to co-opt the term from Gilad Atzmon, identity politics and the race card and the women's card. They don't actually have any new ideas on how to make this country better. They're just out there screaming about which restroom we're supposed to be using.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch to Anthony in California. Aloha, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Mike. I just want to make a comment. I don't know. I'd like your opinion about it. It's about the deep state. My feeling is that since Obama signed the NDAA National Defense Authorization Act back in 2012, it gives the FBI, CIA, and NSA the powers to use their fake news outlets for propaganda. And since
yes.
since there is this deep state, there are still agents in there within the CIA using these you know, possible fake news outlets to give Donald Trump trouble. What do you think?
Well, I mean, anybody with any wealth or influence or power has always tried to court the corporate media to their particular position. There were originally laws to preserve a diversity of opinion to prevent people with too much wealth and power from skewing the nation against the interest of the general public, but those laws have gone away. Propagandizing the American people used to be illegal, but it was going on anyway. In rescinding those laws, they've said it's legal now, but that really has not changed the fact that they've been propagandizing us all along. When they told us that there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, for example, that was during a time when it was illegal to use propaganda on the American people. I think the one saving grace right now is that they're doing it very, very badly. When you have Reuters that comes on out directly contradicting what Comey actually said, when you have very sloppy editing of videos, when you catch them on the green screen, people are waking up and realizing that it's all a fairy tale and a fiction. And again, I think the biggest mistake the deep state made was subcontracting, if you will, the Ministry of Propaganda to advertising agencies and public relations firms. Because I worked in advertising many, many years ago. And as institutions, advertising agencies think about, you know, this one campaign. It's going to go for a couple of months. Then we wipe the slate clean and we go off with another completely different sales pitch. Same with public relations firms. For propaganda to really work on a population, it has to create a cohesive, consistent, alternate reality with which to place over the real world. It can't self-contradict. It can't be absurd. It can't engage in downright silliness, or it quickly starts to fall apart, and people are saying, we're not getting a real world here. And again, it's not the fault of the ad agencies and the public relations firms. It's just not the way they think. They think in time spans of a few weeks or a couple of months, whereas propagandists have to think in terms of scales of years of maintaining a carefully crafted illusion. And unfortunately, the Nazis were really very good at it, which is why a lot of those people were brought over to the United States in Operation Paperclip. But most of them have now passed on. And that's why the modern political system, they go to these ad agencies and PR firms. And nobody really has a good solid lock on how to make it work. And that's why we keep tripping over all these absurdities.
Well, what about the NDAA Act that Obama signed, which authorizes the NSA and CIA to use propaganda?
Well, like I said,
in
terms of the CIA and the NSA and the FBI, they've been using propaganda all along. It was at best a token effort. All it amounted to is that when you catch these outlets lying to you, there's nothing you can do about it legally. And again, it's not even the NDAA. If you go back to that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit where Monsanto was a big advertiser with Fox News, and they told Fox News, you will make this story about our synthetic bovine growth hormone look really good. The reporters had found there were actually some serious health questions about this product, and they put it in their report. Fox News told them to take it out. The reporters refused, and they were fired. And the reporters sued Fox. Let me finish. The reporters sued Fox News for wrongful termination, and they lost on appeal when the court ruled that because there is no law requiring corporate media to be truthful to the public, the managers of corporate media can order their correspondents and prostitutes to lie to the public. And if they refuse, they can legally be fired. And that tells you all you need to know about the corporate media.
Well, what about the deep state, then, that people talk about in relation to the media?
Well, it's not all that deep. I mean, basically, deep state is a label that is applied to this sort of clique that is formed out of the very rich and the very powerful. And it's not like they issue membership cards and badges. You know, I'm a proud member of the deep state. It is simply a generic term for this conspiracy, and that is an accurate word here, between the big banks and big media and big government and big pharma and military-industrial complex to keep things going the way they are right now, to preserve the status quo that benefits them.
Okay, Mike. Thanks a lot, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Fran in Washington State. Aloha, Fran. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Hey, doesn't it make you wonder, while you're watching all of this dog and pony show, what is it that they don't want us to pay attention to?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot they don't want us paying attention to, like what's going on over in Syria, what's going on over in North Korea, what's going on with the economy especially. A lot of red flags flying over Wall Street right now.
Yeah, and God only knows what else. But this superficial dog and pony show is just ridiculous.
I agree with you, but this particular dog and pony show is a continuance of the effort to try and convince the American people that there is something evil and nefarious about Donald Trump. It's failing miserably. I mean, coming out of Comey's testimony, polls are showing support for the president is very, very strong, and most people are looking at Comey as being some kind of a dirty hack. And I don't think they're getting out of this hearing with Sessions what they want to get, which is why Cotton is out there saying, well, you know, Trump's people could have, you know, passed information back and forth with the Russians on the subway with a hollowed-out nickel and all the rest of that other nonsense.
Yeah. Okay, Michael, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and we are going to switch over to Kathleen in Paris. Bonjour, mon ami. Comment vas-tu?
Je fais bien, merci.
Ah.
Well, I'm not so well, actually. But I want to thank you for your education of us. I like these ads you're doing for RBN, and I did that, and I hope everybody else does it. But yesterday, you really added to my education. I had heard this thing about Sandy Hook being a hoax before, but I thought, what is that, you know? And so, but yesterday, one of your other callers talked about this guy, Wolfgang Halbert.
Yes.
And so today, I spent some time searching that information, and I watched a few parts of the videos where he's talking about his investigation or attempt to make an investigation, but he couldn't get any cooperation or information because it's, you know, so shut down. And I have to believe that it was a hoax.
Yes.
And so I'm a little, it's almost like I've learned as much as I can stand to know, you know, about what our government has done. I mean,
That's the end point right there. It's a hoax. You don't need to go any further. You don't need to get busy, debating over minutia, which is a very common propaganda tactic to try and delay the formation of a popular consensus. Okay, we reached the point. The government has lied to us yet again, and we stop. And now we say, what are we going to do about it? And that is true whether it is Sandy Hook, the Boston Marathon bombing, 9/11, Saddam's nuclear weapons, the online informants, activists, paid shills, whatever, will try and get you to argue endlessly over ridiculous issues like was there really a plane at the Pentagon or not, because that ties you up and tires you down. You stop at the point where everybody says the government has lied to us again. What are you going to do about that? Are you willing to live underneath a government that lies to you about virtually everything? And more to the point, are you willing to allow your children to grow up under a government that lies to them about pretty much anything to get their money, their obedience, to send them off to wars of conquest? It's time for the American people to decide. Are they willing to go along with a government that lies to them on such a horrendous scale? We are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth.
Well, I agree with that, and I didn't. I don't have to go any further and listen to any more of the proof or his absent puzzle pieces. But my next thought was, why did they do it? And so in my head, it's the gun grabbers. They want to take away Americans' guns.
That was certainly part of the agenda, no question about that. And it was rather amazing that they kept trying to push gun grab, and when people came on back and said, let's talk about the medications this guy was on, and boy, did they close that down. You never, ever question whether that some of these prescription psychiatric medications people are being over-prescribed on are the cause of much of the violence and bizarre behavior we're seeing in our culture right now. Because after all, Big Pharma makes money, and they write very generous campaign donation checks.
Right. Well, thank you for everything.
All right. Well, thank you very much here, and we're going to let you go, Fran. We're going to take a break for some commercials here, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, This is what I mean by a hollowed-out nickel. And as you can see, there's Jefferson, and the back is open. And then there's the back of the coin that pops on in. You can hide a micro SD card in there, and they come from a company called SpyCoins.com. They actually have another name, and I just linked to the page. They used to be advertisers at WhatReallyHappened.com, and they are very, very useful for hiding things like your bikini photo collection that you don't think anybody else has a reason to be looking at. So these things are real. They're out there, and they are very, very useful. Okay, so let's see. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you.
Aloha.
In all this conversation about technology and chatting with the commander-in-chief, puppet in charge, whatever name you want to give, you know, whatever, I'm pretty easy with that. If I recall correctly, Obama made the comment when he was, or Serrano, whatever, made the comment about that he wanted people to communicate with him through their BlackBerry or some other sort of high-tech toy or whatever have you, and to let him know what they're thinking or what they would like to see going on or happening to help the people. And now the same thing is going on with Trump. Now, I know I'm going to ruffle a lot of feathers with this, and that's fine. What makes people think with either Obama or with Trump that they're actually going to get, if they tweet or send a note BlackBerry-wise or whatever toy they happen to be using, think that they're actually going to get a response back from these two gentlemen, and I'm being polite about that, when they send an electronic note to them? Reason I say that is because obviously most anyone knows that the communications from either of these men are going to be scrutinized by the NSA, among other alphabet soup groups, agencies for that matter. And chances are, let alone staff members, would end up doing the responding and not Trump or Obama for that matter to whoever sent.
Let me share a couple of insights. First of all, the vast majority of that social media traffic directed to Donald Trump is being tallied automatically by software to find out simply what are people talking about, how many people are talking about the various issues. Now, sharing an insight from my experience in Hollywood, yes, there are staffers, in some cases dedicated companies, where all they do is they deal with all the incoming, whether it's postal mail or electronic mail or tweets or whatever, and they will sift through it. But generally, really unique, insightful, or special things can be forwarded on. I know that in terms of celebrities, the rules are generally, if they're just asking for an autograph picture, just send it back to them and I don't want to see it. But if it's a personal request, like, you know, I would like you to come to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and stuff, that stuff actually will get forwarded on to give the person an opportunity to maybe do something about that. Anyway, listen, okay, Francis, got to let you go, got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.